B'tachon for Life, Shir 1369, Tuesday, Parshas Vayetze. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lila Nishmas Yisrael Simcha ben Aaron Chaim, Zecherno Levracha, whose yard site is today. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them an Eloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to Alichta Gagan Eden. We are discussing how tikva is foundational for future levels of bitachon. To be able to internalize that even though I don't see a way out, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a way out. And take it one step further, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way out that he has is just as easy as keeping you in the situation that you're in. To the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no difference. And it's important to understand this. Many people, when they're going through a difficult circumstance, feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do something extra, has to extend himself, so to speak, to get you out of the situation. Simply untrue. There's no such thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have to extend himself. It's just as easy for him to keep you in the situation as it is to take you out. There's no difference. The only reason why he won't is because you don't believe that he will. You don't have that tikva. You don't really have hope that he'll do it. So when a person, chas v'shalom, doesn't have tikva, that disconnects him from the Yeshua, rachmona litzlan. The more a person maintains tikva, the more he is connected to the Yeshua. The more we work on our tikva, the more we work on our hope, the more we work on our bitachon, the more we change our perspective and realize that to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's effortless for him to send us the Yeshua, the more the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us the Yeshua. This is the foundation of tikva, which all future levels are built on. To understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam can get you out of the situation easily. He wants to get you out of the situation, like we'll elaborate on Be'ezer Hashem in the higher levels. There's really nothing stopping him. When we rely on him, he sends us Yeshuas, even though we have Averis. The Ribbono Shel Olam does many more complicated things that we don't even appreciate every single day, even though we have Averis. That's also important to internalize for Tikva. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make your heart pump is very complex. Just because you don't know how the heart works doesn't make it not complex. You don't know what goes on in a pilot's cockpit. You get on the plane and sit in your seat. Seems to be pretty simple. It's not. It's complicated. But you just don't know. So to you, it's simple. Every organ in your body is tremendously complex. Very, very detailed. And it has to work perfectly in order for your body to function. And it does. You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it work. Just because we don't notice it doesn't mean it's not complex. If the Ribbono Shel Olam does all that and you don't deserve it, you didn't earn it, and he still does it, why in the world would he not do something that's much less complex? The difficulty that you're experiencing. Or at least it's as complex as what goes on in your body. Why not? Because you don't think he will. That's why not. When a person has tikva, he maintains his connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, his connection to the Yeshua, and this helps us build our future levels of reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.